Welcome to another Cut Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Rob. It's been a little while since we got together to do a podcast.
Our first one in 2022. Hopefully it'll be a better year than the last 2 years.
Well, we can only hope, can't we?
Did you have a good Christmas?
I had a lovely quiet Christmas. We went away before Christmas and came back for all the, you know, the family stuff, and been flat out doing stuff around the place since then. And So it's time to get stuck into the new year, isn't it? How about yourself?
Well, first off, I've got a question. I had a pretty good Christmas, only I didn't get to see one of my daughters and my son who are interstate and they couldn't come over. Although my daughter Sarah in Victoria, she came over in the new year. We saw her for a few days, so wonderful. That was good. What was your best Christmas present that you got?
Oh, hell. Now you put me on the spot because I can't even remember what I got for Christmas. I got some nice shoes.
Good.
I'm going to say that, shoes. How about, did you obviously got something really nice?
Yes, I did.
In fact, I can see it out the corner of my eye here.
Yeah, guess what my wife Sue bought me for Christmas?
A beautiful chess set.
Yes, it's a coffee table chess set.
It is. And it's so intricate. What's it made from?
I think it's a sort of like a ceramic type polished.
Yeah, they're heavy. They're heavy. I'm just picking up the what's this one called?
That's officially the rook.
Everyone, I would call it the castle, but I knew it had another name. The rook.
Yeah.
Put the rook back in the rook position.
Yes, make sure you get it in the right position.
That's a lovely present.
Now, obviously, today we're going to talk about women in men's baseball, but first off, there's been some interesting development in sports over the last week or two.
Well, Australia's done very well in the Ashes, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, the draw in the last test in Sydney, but we really put England to the sword, haven't we?
Sword, yeah. I mean, how often does a test game hinge on the last ball of the game?
Well, that was amazing, wasn't it? And they're all around the batsman, so that was a pretty interesting finish. And what about Boland, 32-year-old? Making his debut for Australia, that was amazing as well.
Yeah, he made his debut on the Boxing Day test in Melbourne. And they had a special award, which was a belt buckle from the captain of the Aboriginal team that toured England in something like 1868, the first Australian cricket team to tour England.
Wow, that's fabulous.
And, of course, Boland's Aboriginal heritage.
Yes, he is. And also Ash Barty. Just winning in Adelaide here. So she looks like she's in great form going into the Australian Open.
That's the second one in a row. She won last year too.
Yeah, and so let's hope she can go all the way at the Open.
Yeah, when you talk about Boland, how many guys can get the man of the match and get dropped for the next test and then he gets recalled for the fourth test and gets 6 wickets?
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, the depth currently in Australian cricket is amazing, like bowling and even batting. Like poor Travis Head gets COVID and gets dropped, and now he might be under the pump after having a great first couple of games.
Well, is there any other sporting ventures you want to chat about before we get into the
Djokovic and the
No, that's such a developing story. It looks like he will play, but I don't want to comment on that because it's too political.
It's very political and there's a lot going on there. So I guess that will play out as it should.
Now, the Australian Baseball League has been cancelled for this season, but teams like the Melbourne Aces, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth are sorting out short series. Like Adelaide Giants played Melbourne Aces in Melbourne for the first one. And amazingly, in game two, which the Giants won 7-1, A young 17-year-old girl, Genevieve Beckham, pitched the final innings and gave up no hits and no runs.
I saw that. I mean, it was amazing, isn't it? I thought I saw the footage and I thought, where's this girl playing? Because I didn't think, I thought, are we playing in Australia at the moment? And, of course, they were. And so it seemed quite extraordinary that there was a woman pitching. And then to hear that she's only 17, she must be a fabulous baseballer.
Yeah, she's one of the quotes she said was, always be true to yourself and do what you want to do. People try to push her to softball, but no, she was determined to play baseball. And then because of that, she was the first female pitcher for an Australian men's pro team. So she did really well. She's left-handed and she's actually represented Victoria, not only in the women's but also with the under-16 boys, and she's represented Australia for the women. So she's really someone to watch.
Definitely. And that's an interesting point that you made and that she obviously talked about, was because I certainly, being ignorant of women's baseball, I think straight away of softball as you were saying, as people who try to push her into softball. And that's, I think, men baseball and women play softball. So it was a bit of an eye-opener for me to think, yeah, well, there is a women's baseball competition. And she's obviously come up through the juniors. I mean, she still is a junior, being 17-year-old. So I wonder how far she can go.
Well, who knows? She does want to go to college ball in America, and obviously she wants to play with the boys. So that'll be good. That'll be a little test for her. And the news about her being the first professional female in men's baseball, it went around the world. It was actually in the Sports Illustrated in America, and it was reported in the Washington Post.
And that shows how rare it is, isn't it? And you think – and see, a lot of sports today, there is – like men and women play the sport and play it at a high level, but maybe baseball is still like that male dominated, isn't it? And I imagine, like I do, most people in the public would think, if they're thinking baseball, they're thinking of men playing baseball. So I guess that shows it's become international news that it's a very rare occurrence.
Well, you know, good luck to her. I mean, she's sort of living the dream, so to speak, and it's just unbelievable that, you know, what she's done. But, you know, in South Australia, we've had a women's competition develop over the last 4 or 5 years, and in the first official Div 1 comp, Gawler Rangers actually won it.
Fabulous. Well done, Gawler Rangers.
And the women's baseball is one of the growth of the sports in South Australia. They started off with, you know, about 3-4 teams, and then when Gawler came into it, there was maybe 7 or 8 in just one division. Then it went to Division 1 and 2. Nowadays, they've got 3 divisions. And also, women have been playing men's baseball in the lower grades for many, many years. There's one case in Adelaide. There's a twin brother and sister that played their 100th game for Adelaide Baseball Club recently. I remember in the 80s, we had girls playing sort of in Division 4 and 5. And so women have always been interested, but it's only been recently that they've actually developed in their own right. And last year they had a showcase, Australian Baseball League Women's Showcase, and that young Genevieve Beacom, she came over and played for the Giants against Brisbane.
Well, we've talked about it before, haven't we, the rise of women's sport, and it's, I guess, not just but more opportunity for girls to play a whole range of sports. And we've talked many times about the AFL. But, you know, this is a different thing. I'll be very close to your heart being baseball. And so, it's fabulous that the girls are getting more opportunities in different sports. And well done to the young girl getting for playing, but also to the team for putting her in there and giving the opportunity.
You know, I must mention, when we're talking about Baseball SA, their general manager is Sarah Kelly. So there's a woman that's leading the charge for baseball in South Australia. So, you know, that's fantastic, you know. And I know Sarah, she's a wonderful person. But, you know, you look at in the American Major League Baseball, New York Yankees have just announced Rachel Bolkovec as the first female manager in minor league baseball. She'll be the manager or the head coach in Class A for the Tampa Tarpons. They're fish.
A fish.
Yeah, yeah.
A fish big in baseball? Like
you got the Miami Marlins. Why would just put the...
For a dolphin team, like...
Yeah, well, actually, football...
They're mammals, so they're not fish.
Yeah. But in the... while we're talking about the Marlins, Miami Marlins, their general manager is Kim Nigg, which is...
So this is Miami, yep.
That's another
one. When you say manager... That means coach. Is that coach, or when you say?
Well, general manager is administration. Okay. Same as like Sarah Kelly, she's the CEO.
Yes.
So that's sort of the role they play, which is, you know, fantastic. But when we look at Rachel Bolkovec, she came on board. She's been in the system about 10 seasons now, and she's sort of like, she played college softball, and she was originally hired as a hitting instructor with the Tampa team, and now she's progressed to the head coach or manager, whatever. She did work as a strength conditioning coach at St. Louis and Houston organizations, to other major league teams. So absolutely amazing that woman not only are proving that they're capable of doing the job. They're proven to be men's equal. So how come it took so long?
Oh. Probably asking the wrong person. We should be asking women that question. Of course, we know the answer. You know, lots of positions, including sporting positions, have been male-dominated. And so imagine how difficult it was for these girls or ladies to get involved in sport at that level and to be accepted, especially, you think, you know, in American baseball as a coach. That's a massive step forward, and obviously got many, many strings to her bow in terms of strength conditioning and hitting and technical coaching. So, yeah, fabulous to see.
Well, she was training with a view of becoming a general manager, and then she got the hitting coach gig, and now she's got the manager's position. So she's sort of getting to where she wants to, using a different pathway, an unexpected pathway, and it's groundbreaking.
Well, barriers are being broken down all over the world, aren't they? And so exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah, quite excited about it. I mean, two of the biggest influences on me when I was growing up with my two grandmothers and, of course, my wife, and then I've got two daughters, so two granddaughters now. So women have always played a big part in my life. So I respect women, and I'm really pleased to see the success that's happening with women all around the sporting world.
It is, and just speaking of women, I didn't mention before, I wanted to mention that the Crows, of course, women's team had their first game against Brisbane.
But Brisbane won it last year, they beat Adelaide.
Well, the premiers last year beat Adelaide and Adelaide actually smashed them. I think Brisbane didn't score a goal until into the last quarter.
6-1, go Adelaide.
Good for the Crows, they get a win early.
Yeah, of course. I tell you, while we're talking about, you mentioned the Marlins, Miami Marlins, we're talking about them, but in South Australia, they have a mixed competition in regards to the clubs. It's men's competition, but they have like a Northern Marlins, which includes like Port Adelaide and Golden Grove Central Districts and teams like that, and they have Western Rays, they have a Southern team. Anyway, they play off midweek, and then in the grand final, the Northern Marlins beat the Western Rays 8-6. But a unique aspect of that is the coach, manager, or whatever, the head coach was Tamara Jade of the Northern Marlins. Another female.
Baseball is being dominated by women.
Now, Tamara's an interesting story because she, her father's Dave Harkin. Now, Dave Harkin, I used to play with the same team with him, the Central Districts Baseball Club. And there's Barry Harkin, his brother, and Craig Harkin, all played Division One. Craig played in a junior premiership at Central District before he went to Adelaide, and he played forever, forever and ever at Adelaide Angels Baseball Club. Barry sort of went more to softball, played softball with Barry for quite a bit as well. So Tamara Jade, there's a name. Be careful. She could be the next big thing in Division One baseball coaching circles.
Well, I look forward to seeing what happens.
Well, unless you've got anything else, that'll do a wrap for our first show for 2022.
First show for 2022. Yeah, let's wrap it up.
So ends another Carlo and Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.